This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 449, down 7 1/4. September corn, 444 1/4, down 8. December corn, 447 1/4, down 6 1/4. July soybeans, 1460 1/2, down 22. August soybeans, 14 1/4, down 16 1/2. September soybeans, 1259, down 10 1/2. July wheat, 605 3/4, down 8 3/4. September wheat, 616 1/4, down 8 3/4. December wheat, 637, down 9 1/2. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon without any news other than the U.S. crop conditions are favorable and favorable forecast is the trend for the corn, soybeans, and wheat to trend lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 7 cents lower at 424 to 447. Soybean bids were 20 to 23 cents lower at 1440 to 1463. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 422 to 453. Soybean bids were down 20 to 27 cents at 1455 to 1485. Now in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 7 cents at 438 to 459. Soybean bids were 22 cents lower at 1449 to 1482. Wheat bids were down 6 to 9 cents at 579 to 598. And Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 19 to 22 cents lower, 1476 to 1506. The basis was down 2 to 5 at 76 to 106 over the August. High-pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 510.60 to 513.60 per ton, and that's down $5.90, with the basis unchanged at 20 to 41 over the July. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were down 7 cents at 450 to 467, with the basis unchanged at 1 to 18 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 5 to 11 cents at 454 to 463, the basis mixed at 5 to 14 over the July. Soybeans ended 23 to 27 cents lower at 1467 to 1471, with the basis down 1 to 5 at 6 to 10 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 8 to 10 cents lower at 586 to 591, with the basis unchanged to one higher at 15 to 20 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 cents lower at 478 to 479. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 20 to 24 cents with quotations of 1490 to 1492. Soft wheat closed down 3 to 9 cents at 610 to 612, and Milo ended the day 6 to 8 cents lower at 465 to 474. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn was 407 to 418, soybeans 1171 to 1196. And in the central part of the state, corn was 414 to 427, and soybeans 1169 to 1193. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 415 to 429, and 1180 to 1211 for soybeans, and soft wheat was 576 to 594. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, $139.50, up $1.50. August live cattle, $141.32, up $1.15. October live cattle, 144.90, up 62 cents. August feeder cattle, 199.82, up $1.05. September feeder cattle, 225, up 75 cents. October feeder cattle, 252, up 60 cents. June lean hogs, 112.97, up 42 cents. July lean hogs, 122.17, up 67 cents. August lean hogs, 128.20, up 40 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 5th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.83 higher in the range of $99 to $113, with the weighted average carcass price of $109.54. Now from the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 67 to 72, 4 to 5 weights 71 to 76, 5 to 6 weights 75 to 79, and 6 weights and up 77 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 75 to 78. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 13,746 head. And now the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction from Wednesday the 4th. Slaughter steers were bringing 144 to 145. Select and choice steers 138 to 144. Select steers 125. Choice Slaughter Holstein steers, 132 to 140, and Choice Slaughter Holstein heifers, 132. Select and Choice Holstein steers, 120 to 132, and Select steers were 118 to 121. Choice Slaughter heifers, 144 to 146, and Select and Choice heifers were bringing 138 to 143.50. Now on to the Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 295 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 140 to 150. Select and choice, 145. Selects were 134.50 to 143.50. Choice heifers, 145 to 150, 151. Select heifers were 130 to 142. On to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 100 to 113 with the high dressing at 120 to 130.50. Breakers were 100 to 105.75 and the high dressing 106 to 133. Boners were bringing 95 to 99.50 and leans brought 80.50 to 87.25. Now in the direct cattle trade from National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 144.25 to 150 and on a dress basis at 232 to 233. Heifers on a live basis traded at 151 and no reportable trade on a dress basis. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 326 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 118.21, and that was 30 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $230.99, which was $112 lower, and select carcasses were $221.89, and that was $1.97 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at $116,000. That compared to $120,000 last week and $126,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at $411,000. That compared to $418,000 last week and $399,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.59. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.56. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.50. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.47. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.60. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.59. June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.49. July beans delivered to Scottville, $14.48. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.76. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.59. Corn at Scottville is $4.50. Beans at Greenfield are $14.60. Beans at Scottville are $14.49. And wheat at Scottville is $5.76. According to Reuters, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has announced the tax extenders bill, which includes an extension of the biodiesel credit and the proposed increase in the maximum Section 179 expending for 2014 and 2015 from the current $25,000 to $500,000, will have to wait until after the November election. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that farmers, ranchers, and landowners committed to protecting and conserving environmentally sensitive land may sign up for the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, beginning June 9th. The secretary also announced that retiring farmers enrolled in CRP could receive incentives to transfer a portion of their land to beginning, disadvantaged, or veteran farmers through the Transition Incentives Program. CRP consists of continuous and general sign-up periods. Continuous sign-up for the voluntary program starts June 9th. Under continuous sign-up authority, eligible land can be enrolled in CRP at any time with contracts of up to 10 to 15 years in duration. In lieu of a general sign-up this year, USDA will allow producers with general CRP contracts expiring this September to have the option of a one-year contract extension. USDA will also implement the 2014 Farm Bill's requirement that producers enrolled through general sign-up for more than 5 years can exercise the option to opt out of the program if certain other conditions are met. In addition, the new grassland provisions, which will allow producers to graze their enrolled land, will enable producers to do so with more flexibility. The Transition Incentive Program provides 2 additional years of payments for retired farmers and ranchers who transition expiring CRP acres to socially disadvantaged military veterans or beginning producers who return the land to sustainable grazing or crop production. Sign-up will also begin June 9th. TIP funding was increased by more than 30% in the 2014 Farm Bill, providing up to $33 million through 2018. As part of the 2014 Farm Bill, participants meeting specific qualifications may have the opportunity to terminate their CRP contract during the fiscal year 2015 if the contract has been in effect for a minimum of 5 years and if other conditions are also met. Top Third Ag Marketing Manager Director Mark Gold says while weather will be the major grain market mover for the next few months, traders are keeping an eye on a few other things.
Certainly the trader will be watching the old crop supply on the beans, how tight these carryouts are going to get. But the question is, are we importing some meal and some beans from South America as the Chinese appear to be backing away from some of their purchases? But for the most part, between now and, let's say, mid to late August, it's going to be a weather market. We have virtually no problems out here. Almost perfect weather, 70 to 80 degree temps, scattered rains every other day. So we look like it's, got the possibilities for some pretty big yields out here.
That's Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing. The Illinois Farm Business Farm Management Record-Keeping System has finished compiling the results from the last growing season. The aggregated numbers have given University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnitke enough data to make some very educated estimates of how much it costs a farmer in the state to produce a bushel of corn. We'll concentrate on the highly productive soils.
FBFM recently summarized their cost for 2013, so we updated our actual results for 2013 and came up with the final number. For corn in central Illinois, high productivity land, the cost of producing corn in 2013 was $615 per acre, and that's non-land cost, so that's everything but land. That $615 per acre was $34 an acre higher than it was in 2012.
The increase is just part of a trend. The cost to produce corn has more than doubled since 2006. Back then, it cost $302 an acre to produce corn, not including the land cost. Again, last year it cost $615 per acre. When asked if there's any reason for the cost of corn production to come back down, Gary Schnitke flatly says no.
No. not very soon. 2014, if anything, we're projecting all costs to remain roughly the same except for fertilizer costs. So fertilizer costs could come down $30 to $40 an acre, which would put non-land costs still in the high $500 an acre range. So we're still looking at high cost.
Again, the projected cost to produce an acre of corn, $500 plus for this year, and $615 actual for last year, does not include the land cost, things like mortgage payments, interest, or cash rent.
So if we take $615, last year's non-land cost, add to it $300 cash rent, which would be middle of the road, not exceptionally high. So that would give us $915 of cost per acre. If we get 200 bushels per acre, that puts our break even at $458.
That's $4.58 per bushel cash price just to break even on last year's corn crop. It's just about where the price of corn for last year and this coming year have averaged, and it's unlikely to change very much in the foreseeable future. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.